Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let's face it, we've all been there. That feeling when that looming deadline stares you down like a hungry tiger, and your motivation has gone on vacation without packing its suitcase. Procrastination, my friends, is the universal struggle. But guess what? Today, we're flipping the script. We're diving headfirst into practical strategies to conquer procrastination and unleash that inner productivity powerhouse. Because let's be honest, who wouldn't want a little more get it done magic in their lives? Now, before you roll your eyes and say, "Avery, I've heard it all before," trust me on this one. We're going beyond the typical, just do it, pep talk. We're getting real about the why behind procrastination, exploring those sneaky mental roadblocks that keep us stuck, and equipping you with actionable tools to break free. So, what are we waiting for? Let's get into 5 key takeaways that will have you saying bye-bye to procrastination and hello to a more productive you. First up, understanding your procrastination style. We all procrastinate differently, right? Are you the classic deadline-driven avoider? Do you get lost in perfectionism traps? Or maybe you're just an overthinker who needs clarity before taking action. Recognizing your unique procrastination pattern is the first step to tackling it head-on. Second, tackling those mental roadblocks. Procrastination often stems from fear, anxiety, or even self-doubt. That little voice in your head saying, "It's too hard, I'm not good enough," or, "What if I fail?" We all know that nagging inner critic. But here's the thing, you have the power to silence it. Challenge those negative thoughts with positive affirmations, remind yourself of past successes, and break down daunting tasks into smaller, manageable steps. Third, setting clear goals and expectations. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. Don't overwhelm yourself with unrealistic expectations. Instead, set smart goals, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. This helps you focus your energy and create a roadmap for success. Next up, creating a supportive environment. We all need a little help sometimes. Surround yourself with positive influences, join accountability groups, or find a study buddy who keeps you on track. Having a cheering squad can make a world of difference in staying motivated and focused. And finally, remember to celebrate your wins. Acknowledge your progress, no matter how small. Reward yourself for milestones achieved. This positive reinforcement keeps you motivated and reinforces the power of consistent effort. Ever felt like you're drowning in a sea of unfinished tasks? You know that feeling when that looming deadline is breathing down your neck, and your motivation has vanished faster than a slice of pizza at a party? Procrastination can feel like an inescapable monster, but trust me, it doesn't have to be your boss. I once had this project due in a week, and instead of tackling it head-on, I found myself scrolling through cat videos on YouTube for hours. You know how that story ends, right? Stressful, last-minute scramble, questionable quality work, and enough anxiety to fuel a small rocket ship. But then I realized, there's a better way. Since that day, I've implemented these strategies into my life, and let me tell you, it's been a game-changer. When I set clear goals and break down those big projects into smaller steps, the whole thing feels less intimidating. And guess what? That little voice in my head telling me, "It's too hard," has started to listen to my positive affirmations. It's like training a puppy, you gotta be consistent. So remember, conquering procrastination isn't about being perfect, it's about progress. Every small step forward is a victory. Celebrate your wins. Keep pushing through those mental roadblocks, and don't forget to have fun along the way. We've covered a lot of ground today, but let me recap the most important takeaways. Understand your procrastination style, tackle those negative thoughts, set clear goals, create a supportive environment, and celebrate your wins. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Take action today, implement these strategies, and watch your productivity soar. So, what's one small step you can take right now to start tackling procrastination? Maybe it's breaking down that big project into smaller tasks or scheduling some dedicated, focused time in your day. Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. Remember, consistency is key. Keep practicing these strategies, and you'll see incredible results. Until next time, keep detaching from negativity and embracing the power of productivity.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.